Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And last week, we talked about what happens when empathy gets labeled as weakness or even as sin, about how easy it is to lose our humanity when we stop listening to our empathy. And this week, I've been thinking about that even more, because what happens when we're not just discouraged from empathy, but we're trained to look away? And this episode comes to you straight from my kitchen, from conversations that I've had with my girls this week, from heartbreak, and from trying to stay human in a world that sometimes feels like it's working overtime to harden us. So many of you know, I am a mom to four beautiful daughters. And they are four girls who are just growing up to be young women right in front of me. And I was reminded this week that I'm raising them in a society that still devalues them as children, and devalues them as women. A world where victims are still doubted and where power is often protected before people. Where girls are taught to shrink to stay safe. And I want something different for them. I want them to know their worth sooner than I did. I want them to recognize red flags way faster than I did. I never want them to put up with the things that I put up with. But I also want them to stay human. And I want them to stay soft. And I want them to stay brave. To recognize injustice when they see it. To stand up to bullies in the lunchroom. To notice the outsider sitting alone and to pull up a chair, and to have zero tolerance for dehumanizing someone. Because isn't that really where it starts? In the hallways, in the cafeterias, in the small everyday moments where you decide who's human? You decide, do I laugh, or do I look away, or do I stand up? And something clicked for me this week. A lot of what we're watching in the world right now with racism and abuse of power and children being harmed and not protected. It's like the grown-up version of lunchroom bullying. The same power differential, the same humiliation, the same silence from the crowd. Just bigger consequences. You know, those lessons don't disappear when kids grow up. They just scale. And I think that's why this week hit me the way that it did. Because when you're raising daughters in a world like this, you cannot afford to look away. So I told you this episode comes to you straight from my kitchen. So here was the first conversation that happened. And it was after I woke up one morning and I saw a blatantly racist post from the most powerful person in our country. And I felt something rise up in me. It wasn't shock, it was urgency. It was this deep sense of we cannot normalize this. We cannot pretend this is okay. And I even said out loud to myself, what the fuck? And not because I wanted drama, but because something in me refuses to accept dehumanization as normal. And I talked to my girls about this, and we talked about why this matters and how racism isn't just about opinions. It's about dignity. It's about who gets treated as fully human. And I told them, these are our brothers and our sisters. We belong to each other. And when one group is diminished, all of us are diminished. And this is just an ongoing conversation that we have at our house. And then just a few days later, we had a second conversation. And this one was when my middle schooler walked in the room and said, Mom, everyone at school is talking about the Epstein files. And I just paused. And I said, well, what are they saying? And she said, all the horrible things that they did to kids. And she proceeded to give me more details. And my stomach just dropped because she's in middle school. She should be worried about who she's going to sit with at lunch and passing her math quiz, not processing that adults hurt children. And slowly my other girls drifted into the kitchen, and suddenly we were all standing there, all different ages. The same heaviness, though. And we just were quiet. And we just felt it. And I just felt sad. We all felt sad. And I also felt angry. And I felt protective. And I said, I know, baby. It is horrific. And it's okay to feel what you're feeling. And all of our hearts just broke together. Because children were harmed. And everything in us knows how absolutely wrong that is. They were children. They were children when this happened. They're women now, and they are still fighting to be heard. And I know what trauma does to children. I see it every day. I know how it follows them into adulthood, how it shapes their nervous systems, how it shows up in relationships, in trust, in their self-worth. So when I look at those women speaking out now, I don't just see adults demanding justice. I see the little girls inside of them. The little girls they once were, the little girls who should have been protected, who should have been believed. And when I picture them, I can't help but see my own four girls standing around the kitchen island, the same ages, the same innocence, the same trust in the adults around them. And it does something to me because those women were someone's daughters. And they were someone's little girls. And somewhere along the way, adults failed them. We have to do better. We have to listen to kids. We have to protect them. We have to believe victims. And standing in that kitchen, I realized my girls weren't just processing this story, they were watching me. They were watching whether I would stay, whether I would minimize it or change the subject, see if their mom could sit with something hard, because everything in me wished that I could have changed the subject. But I don't want my girls to learn to look away. I want them to feel empowered, and I want them to be able to protect themselves. And I want them to know that they have a mom who stays, who doesn't look away, who believes them, who protects. Because our kids are watching and they're learning from us. They're learning whether we defend the vulnerable or defend the powerful. They're learning whether their pain would make us uncomfortable, whether we would minimize it or whether we'd look away. And if something ever happened to them, they're learning right now if they'd be able to come to us, if we would believe them, if we would stay. Because these aren't just those kids, these are our kids. They're all our kids. What if this was your daughter or your son or your niece or your nephews or your brother or your sister? Or what if it was you? You wouldn't want people debating it. You would want someone to stay. And I'm telling you, someone you know right now has experienced abuse. And maybe you know about it, or maybe you don't. And they're listening to how we talk about victims. And they're watching to see if it's safe to speak. And for those of us that have experienced this abuse, this week is not just headlines. This week, we are experiencing reactivation. It's like collective re-traumatizing all over again. It's not just information, it's memory that your body holds on to. And if that's you and you're feeling heavy, you're not crazy. Your nervous system remembers. And if this is the first time you're sitting with this or you're letting it land, then let it move you towards care and towards listening and towards believing. So I'm pleading with you, don't look away. Don't look away from racism. Don't look away from abuse. Don't look away from coercive control. Don't look away from children who deserve protection. Don't look away from survivors who are still fighting to be heard. Don't look away from your own pain. And don't look away from someone else's. Stay. Stay human. Stay soft in a world that is trying to harden you. Stay brave in a world that rewards silence. Because these are our kids. All of them. We belong to each other. Your empathy matters. Your heartbreak matters. Your refusal to normalize harm matters. You matter. Stay human. Don't look away.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.